Well, that could be tricky. I mean a medal, of course, she backtracked. It's quite unique. And old, of course. I'm lost without it. Thank you for your concern. She touched his arm, and Robert found himself blushing. Not at all, he managed to say. No, it's very kind. Not at all. Well, she said, changing the subject, if you aren't following me, you can buy me a drink. I know a little place nearby. And she started to walk ahead, turning suddenly playful. Are you coming? And for a second time that day, Robert followed her. As they walked, the woman peppered him with questions, but dodged any queries herself, always staying half a pace ahead. She darted into a dark, wooden, boarded shopfront. It looked quite dilapidated, quite out of place, and he hesitated. Her head popped back out of the doorway. Come on, she beamed at him, and he followed her inside. The interior was tastefully lit in bright, fluorescent pink, where letters in neon tubing spelt out the name Gentleman Jim's, suggesting a seedy adult experience beyond the entrance hall. The woman was talking to the doorman, who she kissed on the cheek, before saying to Robert, I've squared it with Misty. You can come in. And putting her arm through his, led him through the doorway. As they passed the doorman, Robert felt a slight tingle like passing through a very dry mist, and a sense of darkness covering his eyes before entering what would once have been described as a den of iniquity. Gentleman Jim's was an underground bar come strip joint, and the woman soon had them sat with drinks at a table near a small stage where a young dancer was in the process of disrobing. Robert looked at the woman, who was looking at the dancer on the stage. Do you usually invite strangers to a strip joint? Only the ones I like. What's your name? How do you like your drink? Robert sipped his drink. It was delicious. Giving up pretending to be a gentleman, Robert too turned to watch the dancer, who was quite impossibly beautiful and dexterous. Do you like her? The woman asked. Honestly, she's gorgeous. Yes, that'll be Misty. That's her name? No. Misty was the bouncer on the door. Right. They sat in silence, watching the movement of flesh before Robert risked everything with the direct question. Look, I know this might sound a bit rude, especially if I'm wrong, but are you a troll? There was a long pause where she didn't slap him. It's all right if you are. I know about the vault and everything. The effect on the woman was dramatic. The glass in her hand shattered.